You ready?
Podcast!
Hi everyone and welcome to Connie's Podcast. My name is PD Nim and my Twitter handle is Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Pao. My Twitter handle is IconPigFix.
Hi, I'm Dane. My Twitter handle is IconFastFiction. And today we are again doing a virtual podcast because it's still the pandemic and we're ending 2020, a fandemic year. So we just thought that we'd do a bit of a look back in the very strange year that was. And actually, to be honest, what really helped us kind of put this episode together was Spotify Wrapped 2020 happened last week or 2 weeks ago. And there were a few tweets about how there were some iconics who kind of were listening to Connie's podcast and had Connie's podcast on their year-end Spotify Wrap. So we figured, I mean, it was really nice of you guys to be listening, even though we had like just a few episodes this year. And so we're putting together this episode as a thank you for your support. So I guess you can start by checking in on everyone. The three of us haven't seen each other since we last recorded an episode, actually. So it's been a while.
February, I think.
February. Yeah. So this is the longest we haven't seen each other physically. So.
And it's very weird that we haven't seen each other. Because most of the time, we would see each other at least once or twice a month. But now, we haven't seen each other since Feb. Oh my gosh.
Meron namang Zoom calls, so that helps. But yeah, in terms of physically seeing, not yet. But it's good just because, you know, erring on the safe side. But I guess it's good to check in on each other. So, Pao, how have you been? How's your year?
I think this is the year that I'm most tired because though I've been doing work from home for almost 2 years now, I have work from home schedules at least mga 3 times a week for the past 2 years. But the thing is, because everything is online, so a lot of people who are experiencing work from home for the first time, they feel like they can just message you anytime. There's no boundaries. So, nakakapagod siya. But in all fairness, this year is also something that I enjoyed because I usually get up at 6 and start my day at 7. I need to log in to work by 7 a.m. So even when I wake up at 6:45, I would just have to make sure that I'm logged in and my computer is on by 7 a.m. And then, medyo kinain ko yung mga sinabi ko, guys. If you guys listened to episode 17, in which we also recorded that episode remotely, I did mention that I'm not a gamer. Guess what, guys? Bumili na ako ng Nintendo Switch. Naglalaro na ako ng games. That's one of my highlights for this year. For myself. And same with grad school. So I'm still writing grad school papers and more requirements for me to finish the year. But yeah, all good. And I'm just so happy that, well, at least I haven't tested positive at all, or even my family members were all safe and healthy. So I think that's what's up with me lately and for the past how many months. What about you, PD Nim? What's up with you?
Well, for this year, kind of a mixed bag. So, well, in general, for my work, we're at 50% capacity. So, I go to work every other day. For me, that's a welcome development kasi I live alone. So, I really need a change of environment once in a while kasi it really came to the point na somehow in the middle of ECQ, I've been getting a bit antsy and anxious then. So, okay din na may distraction ako in the form of work. So, kind of sad din kasi yung distraction ko is work. Sana ma-distract na lang ako via other things, diba? But anyway, thankful then that at least so far, knock on wood, still safe, still healthy. Well, for the past few months, it also gave you enough mind space to think of other stuff apart from getting focused too much largely on work. Lalo na since you don't get to travel a lot then. Imbis na work towards a certain travel, hindi na, nawala yung travel eh. So, kailangan you have to work towards something else. So, whether it be like a financial goal or you want to buy something. So, in the short term, na-shift ng konti yung what am I working towards. Kasi syempre, obviously, para once in a while, you still want to reward yourself. Ako in general, I reward myself through my travels. Yun talaga yung luho ko. But now, I'm looking for like other forms of reward. So, yeah, mixed bag. Very challenging. But all in all, of course, thankful pa rin. Yeah, how about you, Dane?
So, me, it's been an interesting year. So, if you listened to our earlier podcasts this year, I did say that I moved back into my parents' house in the province. So left the city because of the pandemic and the lockdown. And it's been a really welcome and really good change. So like, I literally haven't been in my condo since March 13, like as in up to now, which is the longest I haven't seen my place. Because even when I was living in Vietnam, there were times I would go home naman. So it's very weird, but like honestly, I don't miss it. And it's weird because I don't miss going out necessarily, but I miss traveling so much. So like PD Nim said, parang that was the biggest change that I didn't like this year, is we didn't get to go anywhere. Well, I got to go on a trip early this year, but our annual Korea trip with PD Nim, Pau, Gorgie, yeah, we didn't get to go. So that was kind of sad. And actually, Gorgie and I, our first trip to Korea was in 2010. So this would have been like the 10th year that we've been going. So it kind of sucks, but next year pa naman. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's just because of being safe. And actually, on the flip side, so I got into a lot of different interests. As PD Nim said, the lack of commute and the living in the province has really allowed me to look into other things. So I've got into cooking, baking. I published my first book this year, which is amazing. So the I Hate June Club became a book. So that's kind of great. And so, you know, I just found ways to make this year work. And honestly, I feel very fortunate. And it's a privilege to sort of have those opportunities, because I know it's different for a lot of people. So honestly, I'm still thankful, and we can help even from our homes. We try to do so. The Philippines has also gone through a lot of calamities this year, kind of hit home, you know, in Batangas and in Manila, like with the typhoons and everything. So strangely, this year I've also been pretty active in that sense, volunteering or donating virtually. Like, I mean, I was never that active previously, but like this year, the community aspect kind of came out. That was a nice kind of, I guess, effect of this whole kind of mess. I guess a mixed bag as well, as with everything, but I like to think that I've done what I can to make this year at least worth something. So not bad, all in all. Fandom-wise, though, so this is where, I guess, and I'm going to go around the virtual room again to ask, like, how was your fangirling life like this year? I'll start with you naman.
Most people would know, like in terms of following, of course, relatively compared to Dane and Pau, very limited yung followers ko. And I think by good reason, because I'm not really that active in posting also on Twitter. But once in a while, I really do check up my feed, especially if I see Twitter trends na I believe are very relevant to the Icon fandom. But yeah, since in general, you just want to have a different kind of respite from the stress from work. So, bihira na ako naka-check actually in terms of what's happening with Icon. Do I talk about my other fandom life? Or
Yeah.
Technically, actually, for example, with Korean dramas, I only selected a few. Funny anecdote then in terms of the fandom life, kasi I was talking to Dane and Pau a while earlier that for some reason during the pandemic, my fangirling is actually about marble racing because of Last Week Tonight by John Oliver. So he sponsored an online group that does races and random sports but with marbles. So kind of, I'm weird like that. So so that has been my mini fan obsession for the past few months. A bit life-saving then. Like, that is what fandom gives you then. It really gives you enough entertainment to get a break from, you know, the regular stresses of life. So yun yung fandom ko. Non-Asian fangirling yun nangyari.
Actually, gusto ko lang i-inject habang nag-uusap tayo. So I was actually searching Twitter. And apparently, one of the trends for today is who is Song Yun-yong. Trending.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm trying to search as to why it's trending, but the fans.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why. I hope it's not bad news. I mean, I hope that's not trending because there's something, you know, that na kailangan nilang tabunan or something na bad news. Pero yeah, it's trending right now. So thanks, guys. But anyhow, ako naman, actually, I'm very distracted in terms of that. And you will notice that if you guys are following me on Twitter, I did a semi-hiatus. Actually, hindi nga eh. Feeling ko nga nag-hiatus talaga ako eh. Because as you know, everything shifted online. And with my major and with my work, since I'm in the IT department of our school, it's literally work has been 24/7 for me, especially before the opening of the school and then during the transition of the students and the parents. And then after that, grad school started. I had to enroll also in grad school. So, medyo naging busy. Pero, if I may say, I think ang pinaka, paninindigan ko talaga na distracted ako. Because sometimes I do icon. Sometimes I do shiny. Kasi bumalik si Onyu, si Minho, tsaka si Ki. They already, diba? Yeah, discharged na sila from the army. And then Taemin did a lot of solos also. So at some point, I tried as much as I can to be visible in the fandom of SHINee, of the Shoals. And then whenever there's content in VLive for Icon, I try to watch as well. But I think yung pinaka shift ko ngayon sa fandom for the pandemic, because Arashi had their international, technically, ayoko nga siyang tawagin international debut, pero fine. Nag-open na sila ng YouTube and they were already visible online for the international fans. Like, we don't have to stream illegally for their content. And then, they also put up a lot of events and interviews to the Western online shows. So, medyo yun yung naging focus ko for the past how many months. But yeah, it's been fun. And yun nga, like what I said, it's a distracting year for me. Kasi I just cannot focus on one thing this year. So kung meron man akong focus, it's literally work. And yun nga, maraming salamat, Chanu, for your influence on gaming. Napabili po ako ng Nintendo Switch. So hindi pa naman ako nag-Animal Crossing. Parang I'm really more into RPGs yung nilalaro ko. No, solo RPG. So, yun. Maraming salamat sa influensya ng Icon kapag naglalaro sila. Oh, and nag-Among Us din po ako. Dane, are you playing Among Us too?
No, I'm still playing Call of Duty. Tapos yung Fortnite, ni-let go ko na rin. So.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, I tried playing the Superstar YG, the rhythm game.
Yeah, like the SM one.
Yeah, yeah, actually before when SM had theirs. I mean, I was super obsessed with it that I had to uninstall.
I remember that. Because yeah. I remember we used to have like overnights in PD Nim's place. And we would just play and drink alcohol and play SM. I forgot.
I remember before na even during like lunch break sa work, as in makikita lang ako ng mga boss ko na yun lang yung nilalaro ko. So kaya na sobrang na-obsessed ako. So I had to uninstall. When I installed the YG version a month ago or something like that, parang bagong learning curve. Kind of different na ata yung mechanics. I think ka, I'm not sure. Actually, until now, I don't still get the hang of it. Kasi I don't remember it being the same like year, but this was years ago. So I have a feeling that Superstar really changed how they do their game. As ako kasi in general, I'm not into like the RPG games. I really like rhythm games. So actually, yun yung right up my alley. For the YG na Superstar game, I try to manage it na. Kasi I don't want to fall into the trap ulit.
Ikaw din.
So for me, unfortunately, even during the pandemic, parang I didn't escape drama in one of my fandoms. In fact, I would say sobrang nawala na talaga yung fandom na yun. So the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen, also formerly the most wholesome place on YouTube. Grabe, parang pretty much the entire team left already because apparently there were just some really evil racist practices behind the scenes. So essentially, nawala na yung fandom. They didn't produce videos. But I guess because everyone left, they all did their own thing na. So okay na rin kasi now, instead of just waiting for content from one YouTube channel, I get content from different Instagram accounts and even different YouTube channels. So that's good. But yeah, feeling ko unlucky talaga ako with fandoms. Laging may drama. Or maybe there's always drama in all fandoms. Sa Marble Races ba, PD Nim, may drama ba?
Actually, meron.
Oh my gosh.
As in, sometimes it comes to the point, like even in the YouTube comments, like, guys, these are just marbles. As in, like, chill. But I mean, like, in terms of the trash talk, as in, it's really like a typical sport. As in, parang football levels, ganon, in terms of trash talking against other teams. And of course, there are also times that people get a bit suspicious then with the mechanics of the sports game. For example, pag may mga accidents, quote-unquote, na nangyayari sa racetrack, may mga contentions yung audience sa YouTube comments. So, kunyari, redo yung buong race. Alam mo yun, may mga ganong mga comments from the people. Actually, may drama din talaga. Kind of funny. Amusing.
So, the fact that even marbles have drama in their fandom. So I guess talagang there's always drama in fandoms. But to that point, my other fandom this year was actually tennis. So I mean, I've been a tennis fan and played tennis, you know, since I was a kid, but I never knew there was a fandom around it. And this year, Gorgie and I, we got into it. So Gorgie, a guest on our previous episode, because that was our first physical trip of the year, was we watched a Grand Slam tennis tournament. So it left a lasting mark. And then now it's feels like the tennis players are also being marketed almost like K-pop idols, to be honest. Like, they have their own content. It's outside of the tennis court. So it feels very much like a fandom. So that's interesting. And that kept me afloat throughout the year. Having said that, unfortunately, with Icon, but I really am falling behind this year. Like, I really need to catch up. As in, I have not seen, I would say, 95% of their content, which is really sad. But my plan is, my holiday break ako. So the week of Christmas and New Year, I'm off work. So I will catch up, I promise. Because I feel bad. So hopefully I can get back into the fandom of things. Iconic.
Yeah, what about drama? I mean, like, not drama, but the K-dramas or Asian dramas. Have you guys been watching stuff ba?
The last full series that I watched is It's Okay Not to Be Okay or Psycho. So that was months ago pa. So yeah, I hope I get to watch more during the break. But I have to like juggle it with the usual Christmas movies. So I have no idea like what are the 2020 K-dramas. But notably, Record of You also featured a soundtrack sung by Bobby. So yun. But unfortunately, I haven't watched Record of You as well.
So for me naman, I think I'm pretty steady in the K-dramas. Parang I'm hitting my yearly targets because I watched Kingdom season 2 when it came out early this year, and then I'm catching up to start up now. I mean, I know everyone's like seen it already, but weirdly enough, among the three of us, no one has finished it, and I'm probably the only one who's watching it right now, and it's been really fun so far. So I'm that's a good one. Yeah, that's it.
I will actually bet my next paycheck that if I start up now, mauunahan ko pa si Dane matapos yun. So
my chance.
Yun. Ako naman, for dramas, I don't really get pulled on watching the mainstream ones. For example, I haven't seen Crash Landing on You. Sorry talaga, I haven't really seen it. So, I started with Record of You. Hindi ko pa siya natatapos. I haven't started with Startup. So, mostly yung mga pinapanood ko would be skewed towards mainland and a little bit of Thai. The only thing na nasimulan ko yata na K-drama, which is hindi pa nga ngayong taon na to yung labas niya. So I actually watched Extraordinary You, and I think that's the only thing that I finished for this year. And then the rest is like either a replay of what I've seen. Oh, I've also watched At Last, napanood ko na si While You Were Sleeping. So I did try to catch up with my list of what to see from K-drama. So hopefully, by the time that we get into the holidays, I'll get to start with Startup and get to binge it for like 2 days. Mag-hibernate na lang ako with all my soju and Korean food.
Okay, so I guess we should start talking about, I know what our listeners are waiting to talk about, which is the Iconic related stuff. So I guess because we are looking back at the year that was Icon-wise, what are sort of the Icon milestones or memories of the year that you find most notable? Let's do 4 to 5 moments or milestones. What's the first one?
I think we recorded an episode on this, the album that they came out with, I Decide. So for this one, ang saya niya. Because that was also the last time that we guys saw each other. And when we recorded that episode, we were also on a high because the songs were good. The choreo was good. But then I have to say that na-miss talaga natin si Hanbin and all of that. But we also were happy because Dongyuk wrote a song, right? For this album.
Actually, it was on episode 15. I think like most of our sentiments regarding, I think we did a review of each song, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. If you guys haven't listened to episode 15, you can also listen to that so that can really have a breakdown of
what our thoughts are on a per song basis and on the album in general. That's a milestone because it's been a while since the last major Icon event, I guess. And as you mentioned, Pao, it's a reminder of, yeah, Hanbin's absence as well. But it's always good to hear new Icon songs. It's also a welcome development, the fact that they released an album early this year.
If I remember it correctly, PDNIM, this is also the same year that you started attending Cup Sleeve event. I think that was part of that episode also. Do you miss Cup Sleeve events, PDNIM?
Well, of course, hindi advisable magkaroon ng Cup Sleeve event right now. Personally, shy kasi ako with approaching strangers. So in terms of like the Cup Sleeve events, what I like about that is the main fact lang that I'll go there and like get a lot of freebies. So it's so fun. Like the sense of community lang, and you know that you're with, I guess, like-minded people in terms of interests. So I miss Cup Sleeve events in that sense.
Just so you guys know, I think this episode is gonna come out after Bobby's birthday. A lot of people, well, at least in Stan Twitter, they're hosting virtual Cup Sleeve events. Like, they produce designs and they produce Cup Sleeves, and they're actually just giving it away. Like, you just have to DM the person in charge, and then you pay for the shipping fee, and then they will actually give you a Cup Sleeve and some other freebies, in all fairness. So active pa rin yung mga taong nag-iisip ng mga Cup Sleeve events for the past how many months that we have been doing it. So shout outs to them. Ang hirap kaya nun, because I also remember that I was also able to host a Cup Sleeve event, and I was hoping that Dane and I would be able to host one this year. I think we were planning for a double B nung summer or an anniversary Cup Sleeve event for Icon. But the thing is, yun nga, pandemic. So ang hirap mag-organize. So kudos to those who are organizing stuff right now. Because guys, hindi madaling mag-organize ng Cup Sleeve event na physical. What more yung virtual. So there. So speaking of anniversary, Icon is already 5 years old.
Yay!
It seems like it's only yesterday that they did win, and then they also did mix and match. Nakakatawa lang, because I'm actually also trying to look at Stan Twitter right now. One of the tweets of Dane is being retweeted. May tweet siya about Chanu. 2019 pa tong tweet niya na to, nakakatawa. Yun nga na parang, Team B might have lost who is next, but they won a Chanu. So grabe, 5 years na sila. Malalaking bata na sila, hindi na sila baby.
Definitely, hindi na sila, what do you call it, jailbait. Yeah, so kind of surreal din na it's been 5 years. Actually, I feel like it's been longer. Siguro dahil nga we've seen them also in their pre-debut days. So you feel that their career is longer than 5 years. A bit nostalgic, again, a bit sad kasi, of course, their leader is not there for a very momentous aniv number, like 5 years is pretty momentous in a tenure of an idol group. I'm also happy that there was a few virtual events from Icon themselves. Yeah, so I think via YouTube and VLive. So they had the usual greetings. I think they did mini games. And then I think they performed My Type. Nostalgia hit na naman na they performed My Type.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that Icon's been Icon for 5 years. And My Type is technically 5 years old. So in my head, because Icon always works so hard, and they still have that work ethic from when they were rookies, it's hard to see them in a way as seniors. Just because, yeah, like they still have that hunger, which I really admire about them. That said, they've done so much. I mean, Love Scenario, like we always go back to Love Scenario, right? And musically, I think they've grown so much as well. So it's great. And of course, there's been drama, but it's interesting then to see how they as a group and the fandom is healing, I guess, in term from everything that's happened last year. And I guess it just goes to show that there really are ways to kind of move forward despite sort of unfortunate circumstances. I don't think it's the 5-year anniversary that anyone was expecting. I mean, because they're short of one person, they're short of their leader, but also, you know, the pandemic. So yeah, but I mean, with the year we've been having, I guess that's kind of normal in a way. And My Type, I mean, before Love Scenario, for me, there was my type. I don't think Love Scenario surpassed my type for me. Like, it's always been a favorite song of mine from them. So it's great that they're kind of looking back at that.
Even when they don't have like a comeback during this year, because yeah, like what we mentioned a while ago, that the only comeback that they did was I Decide for Dive. They're very active in V Live at the same time in their YouTube channel. So there has been a lot of content. At the same time, yung mga fans, I think there was also a hashtag event during their 5th anniversary. And to be honest, nakaka-touch din na, you know, the fans, even when they don't have really the means to hold events physically, the Filipino fandom for Icon, sobrang grabe sila mag-host ng events. I think yun yung isang na-miss ko during the pandemic. I'm also similar to PDNM. I really don't try to mingle as much when I'm in the event. I'm really just there for the Cup Steves. I'm really in awe of how the fans, the Iconics, did their virtual events. And a lot of people did donation drives for mga nasalanta ng bagyo for this year sa Philippines. And they have been donating under the name of Icon. And even a lot of BNICs did a lot of donation drives for frontliners. They donate under Hanbin's name. So that's really pretty touching for me. You will notice that there is that spirit of trying to help out and each other. So kudos to everyone. Na-mention nga ni PDNM kanina na merong live ng My Type. It's really a momentous occasion for Icon to do that. In our previous podcast also, PDNIM saw Icon sing My Type live nung debut showcase nila.
Yes.
Diba? Kaya parang, yeah. Ang galing lang. Wow, nakalimang taon na sila. Hindi na talaga sina bata, guys.
To your point, Pao, like apart from the pandemic, there have been a lot of calamities this year. So it's also touching and commendable for those Iconics who tried to mobilize any efforts to assist the people who were affected. So, congratulations. And, you know, it is one of the positive sides of fandom and assembling people with same interests and maybe same goals with regard to, like, helping out. Thank you to those who spearheaded all of these events. And also, I think even Hanbin, like, sent masks.
There were pictures na siya yung talaga nagde-deliver and hinhand over niya yung masks to different... I'm not sure if it's a hospital or parang is center for something. Of course, no, the center would often have a picture taken with him. And I remember a lot of Iconics would really rave about it because very scarce eh, yung updates natin with our leaders. I think nakuha ng Iconics yung ganong klaseng spirit with Hanbin because we know how helpful he is and his heart is towards really making sure that people are okay and they're getting the help that they need.
Tsaka ito yung mga, like, the little crumbs that we will take anytime kasi we barely see Hanbin. So whenever he gets to provide these donations, ito yung mga joke natin na very grainy yung picture pero you know it's him. And then you're happy with that na as it is. Kahit hindi high quality yung picture. Okay na yan.
Speaking of grainy pictures, I remember yung mga mini kalokohan dun ng mga Iconics. So there are grainy pictures and there are apps that can actually make your grainy pictures look better. And then there was one time, I think ito yung unang donation niya na naka-bucket hat din siya. Tapos the picture is so grainy, but you know that it's Hanbin. And then the Iconics tried an app to make the picture clearer. Tapos yung lumabas. Okay. Lumabas parang hindi niya talaga kamukha. It's a random Korean. Pero sigurado naman daw sila na si Hanbin yan. Because the name of Hanbin is actually also in the boxes and nandun din siya dun sa article. Pero anything that we can do to see an update about Hanbin back then was really something to treasure for us.
So I mentioned earlier about Record of You. Is it the first time that an Icon member featured in a soundtrack of a Korean drama? I think so, right?
I think so. And to be honest, PDNM, I wasn't even expecting that it's gonna be Bobby.
Actually, when people were like speculating prior to like an official announcement that it is indeed Bobby, I was a bit skeptical pa rin because like, okay, it sounds like Bobby, but it could also be someone else. I'm a bad Iconic. I don't super recognize the voices of my idol. Super happy for Bobby. I haven't watched Record of You, but when I heard the song, I think it really jives very well in terms of, you know, like the spirit of the song. May pagka gangster-ish. What do you think, Pao?
I think the reason why a lot of people were surprised, Spotlight kasi yung title nung song. If you have watched at least a couple of episodes of Record of Youth, may pangarap sila. And particularly si Park Bogum, gusto niya maging artista. So I think ang laki ng relation nun dun sa Spotlight and also even dun sa lyrics ni Bobby. And part of the song is actually in English. So a lot of people, even me, when I listened to it for the first time, I was so surprised that he actually picked singing English lines for the beginning of the song. And I think meron ding part ng song na sa dulo, English din siya. So very minimal yung Korean. In all fairness, it came as a surprise. Another is, not that I'm saying na sana hindi na lang si Bobby yung kumanta ng OST, but it's more of, I wasn't expecting that it's gonna be him. I would actually pick more of the ballad people like si Dongyok or maybe Yunyoung. I would actually expect even Jinan or Junae would sing an OST for a Korean drama, but then, hello, it's Bobby who sang the OST. So I'm so surprised.
If you would ask me, I was half expecting the first foray into a K-drama OST to be a ballad. And if you would ask me to pick one, I would think Jinan.
Kasi it's a mixed reaction. Eh. Some of them are surprised. Ako personally, I'm surprised that it was Bobby. But then again, we have to also remember that he did sing a song for an online game. So parang hindi na rin siya bago. He really does that on the side.
But you reminded us regarding yung nasa online game, yung nag-perform pa siya, diba, in a crowded stadium. Actually, on brand talaga.
For me, I agree. Like, I guess if I were to choose or to assume who would be first to have an OST, I would selfishly choose June. But that said, Bobby did do Rest Your Bones early this year. And it gave me kind of OST vibes. Like, I felt like it could be a song for a drama. So I guess I wasn't that surprised. And he did have Love and Fall, and that was a really good album. So some of those songs could make it to, you know, like a summer-themed K-drama. So, and his star power talaga. I think he's really big in Korea. So I guess I'm not that surprised. It's just a genre that's maybe a little surprising, I guess. But yeah, good for him. Unfortunately, I've yet to watch the drama and really kind of internalize the song. So I'll do that in my Icon catch-up at the end of the year.
Another thing is that he did have also a collab with Mino. So I think a lot of MOB fans are also hungry to see the two do a collab again. Apparently, a lot of people are asking for a full-fledged or a mini album of MOB. But then, you know, I don't think it's going to be the year in which it will happen. But then we are all surprised that Bobby appeared in Mino's album with regards to music. The career of Bobby for 2020 has been nonstop pa rin since he did the OST and also he did the collab with Mine. So there. Another thing that is big this year, I guess, and I think yun talaga yung pinaka maingay na pinag-usapan ng mga Iconics would definitely be Hanbin's comeback.
Yay!
I think for the Iconics, this is what we've all been waiting for, what, 1.5 years? Hanbin's comeback. Like what we mentioned a while ago, there were pictures of him doing charity, but the temperature was very different when the news about IOK, it was very surprising also na, uy, finally, Hanbin is gonna quote-unquote comeback. Pero, I'm actually very interested to ask the Binik in this group, PD Nim, how did you feel about the news on Hanbin?
I think kinda late ako into the day when he was trending. Nasagulat din ako, parang, oh my gosh, why is Hanbin trending? At first, inisip ko talaga parang baka bad news or something like that. I was pleasantly surprised about the news about IOK. And then, you get the impression that Hanbin is really doing something behind the scenes. But this is something, I think personally for me, a bit unexpected. I was thinking comeback in the sense like musically, not really member of the board. I'm glad, I'm happy for him that he's really pursuing various avenues for his career. And I'm excited. Super exercise of patience then for the Binics. Kasi you really want something to hang on to. Although, of course, he has his demos in SoundCloud. He also released one recently. So thank you, Hanbin. And I think we're gonna talk about later then that he also had some social media activity then. So yeah, we take what we can. And we've been happy for the past few weeks. So I hope like for 2021 that there will be more very tangible developments.
It's just nice, no? Ikaw din, what were you doing when the news about Hanbin broke?
I think I was at work and I did find out a little late na rin. So it wasn't like when the news broke. So it might have been a few hours after. I was surprised. And I think, yeah, similar to PD Nim, parang we all had speculations on what his next step would be. And I guess the most obvious assumption would be that it would be a solo career. But I'm thankful that it wasn't that, and it was something still in the industry, but like kind of unrelated or like a different path. Para lang walang potential for bad blood, you know, with like Icon. Well, that's my point of view. I think he's taking a different direction. It's different. Again, like I didn't expect that to be the next step, but I like that, okay, maybe among the public because of the news that was really kind of in a way unfounded. Maybe there's an image problem there with the Korean public, but obviously with this next step we can say now within the entertainment industry there is respect for him, and like, you know, industry people know his talent, his skill, and that's the reason why he's kind of been appointed. So for me, like, it was a relief na for the people who are worth knowing, they value him and they value his worth. So that was a relief. And I guess it also makes sense, like, yes, the skill set, the talent, the demeanor. I mean, I can't imagine him in a corner office working on a laptop. But that's not naman what someone in the board does. So it's more strategy, being a visionary. So I feel like that can be Hanbin. And I feel like it's a very big bang thing to do also, diba? Parang I feel like they've been invited to sit in the board of stuff. So in a way, it's vindication that he's made it and he hasn't been tainted. So super happy.
Yeah, sorry. He's executive director. So now I'm thinking like he might not be a board member. So I'm not sure like in terms of like the capacity. But either way, as executive director, yeah, to your point, Dane, we know he has the discipline and the talent, I think, to pull it off.
Ako naman, I'm so proud of him. I mean, at his age, executive director na siya. And at the same time with his talents, he has been doing some of the demos. I think we had an episode in which we talked about how he dropped demos randomly. Tapos parang may speculation pa nga yung mga Iconics about when he's gonna release the next demo. But then again, he recently released a demo. When was that?
It was on your birthday, pal. I think.
Oh yeah, it was on your birthday. Yeah. We talked about the fact that it's on your birthday.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, in early morning. I also feel like, wow, it was such a birthday gift that Leader Nim gave his new demo, Remember Me, in his SoundCloud. When I learned about it, I was scanning Stan Twitter. There was one reaction that really stuck on me. I forgot who, but sabi niya, natakot daw siya kasi akala niya it was the Remember Me of Coco. And if Hanbin did a cover of Remember Me from the movie Coco, sabi, maiiyak daw talaga siya. For me, I'm just so happy for him that he was able to do what he wants to do, like to exhibit his talents even from afar or even from a distance. There's that it really does hurt still, but knowing that he is in a good place and that he is actually climbing the seat in the industry now that he's an executive director, it's such an achievement for someone who has seen him as a trainee and even as a kid, diba, nung nag-ano pa siya, nag-Indian boy pa siya noon. So it's such a proud moment for the Iconics, definitely.
It's pretty amazing what happened to him last year. Like, technically, his career was stalled. But if you think about it, with what happened to him this year, nag-progress pa rin yung career niya. And yeah, as you said, Pao, parang at his age, technically, he's still like way ahead. Someone in his early 20s being executive director, like that, well, not unheard of, but like that's pretty rare. So even despite the bumps along the way, bibo pa rin siya and still overachieving, which makes me wonder what I've been doing with my life. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Dane, when you mentioned Big Bang as well earlier, like in general, there have been instances of idols taking certain positions in senior management of their respective agencies, but mostly these idols are seniors already, like veterans in the industry.
Like 10 years. Boa.
Yeah, like Boa and I think Kangta. There might be also like younger idols who have the same situation. But yeah, overachiever talaga siya. I guess we do it from the get-go.
Even you, yeah.
Yeah, like this is not surprising, but also surprising at the same time. The fact that he managed to achieve this in spite of what has happened is very commendable.
So young iconics. This is your tita speaking. No, like, learn from Hanwin. I mean, diba? Parang, at the end of the day, your hard work will show and your sincerity and your passion. So, despite the hurdles, like, despite scandals that weren't your fault, you still pull through if you work hard and are passionate.
That's also the thing that helped me during the pandemic. I remember we have this joke na you can't be lazy because of Tiger Bin. Tiger Bin will get mad at you if you get lazy. So, for me, even when this pandemic has been really a roller coaster ride for what I do at work and for what I do in general, yun nga, nakakahiya kay Hanbin. If I would actually just laze around and do nothing and be the mediocre person, siya nga eh, di ba? Pinagdaanan niyang lahat ng yun, but still, he comes out with commendable outputs, commendable music, and then now he's executive director. And like what you said, Dean, like, what am I doing with my life?
I'm gonna write that on a post-it and stick it on my desk. Nakakahiya kay Hanbin. So every time ayokong magsulat nung next book ko, I'm gonna look at that post-it. So thank you for the motivation.
I think it's time to like put Tiger Bin mix and match era picture in your wallpapers or like print it out near your work area so that you can maximize your productivity for the day.
So just to cap it off, I just want to ask one question. Guys, if you're listening, this is actually a surprise for them kasi wala yun sa script namin. I just want to know, who is your icon MVP for this year given that everything that happened?
Oh my God.
I can go.
Okay, go.
Look, like, Hanbin's always gonna be the MVP kasi nga overachiever siya. So, let's just put that aside because otherwise he'll just win everything. So, parang medyo given na yon. Having said that, I felt like Chan Woo was really consistent this year. He had that Hanbin energy of, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, his vlogs, his content. I mean, Yoon Hyung also, but I guess I'm more attached to Chanu, so I pick him. So yeah, I choose Chanu.
I'm trying to think of each of them individually. So, Bin kasi ako, so obviously, minus Hanbin in the mix. I would tend to agree with Dane na it's Chanu. Although, actually, we don't see much of Chanu in VLive, but we do see him often in YouTube. And then, I'm not sure, but I think he's not like the typical MACNIP. He's the more level-headed compared to like the other members who are actually older than him and supposedly more mature. He has also his own immature moments. But for some reason, he has this aura lately that he's sort of a stabilizing force among his youngs. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. You guys haven't watched the entire camping series of Icon in YouTube, right? So for me, the series is very enjoyable, especially like the one-on-one interviews. For me, funny talaga. I guess biased din ako kasi bias record ko si Chanu. I think siya yung MVP for the year for me personally, for the remaining six. Pero I also wanted to mention na humingi na si Hanbin. I think he had two posts in his personal Instagram account. So he trended again in Twitter because people were so excited. So, I mean, there's really something about him, like in general, that excites not just iconics, but also other fans as well, even on the fringes, like who wanted him to do well. So it's still Hanbin as my MVP. If I were to choose among the six, I think it's Chanu who made me personally smile the most this year. Wow! Yun yung metric ko.
Pwede naman na yun yung metric mo. So, for me, I would really have to say that it's Hanbin. I really commend his patience, like, to himself and not to show himself for a while to really reflect on whatever happened, whether good or bad. I'm just so happy that he was able to rise above after all those things. But then, if I were to choose from the six, I would say that it's Dongyok for me. He did a lot for the album and he did step up also during all the events and the songwriting and even during V Lives. He did a lot for the members. I'm not really sure why. I don't know where his willingness or his drive to really step up came from, but I'm just so happy that he did. And at the same time, I think I'm really following a lot of Dongyok fan sites. Ang dami kong Dongyok sa feed ko sa Twitter. I'm just so happy for him kasi I remember during Mix and Match, parang uncertain siya on what his role really is in Icon, and that's the thing that he really had to discover as Mix and Match happened. And then now he is the main dancer of Icon. At the same time, he does songwriting. Happy lang din ako na ang dami niya ring opportunities to do live, whether in Instagram or VLive or sa account nila sa YouTube. So for me, it's Dongyok and of course, Leader Nim, Hanbin.
Is it weird that none of us chose our biases? Well, PD Nim technically didn't choose her bias because given us Hanbin.
Now that you mentioned it, all of us chose the younger ones. So I have a feeling that this is indicative of a subtle shift in their dynamics internally as a group. Not to say that, you know, they haven't been stepping up for the past few years, but my reassignation of roles, like this is my impression.
Yeah.
Within the group. Maybe it's because it's something different. Like, for example, the older members are, for me, this is how I knew them for the past few years. So in terms of something new or different, I think it's really the younger members who gave us that this year. So I guess that's why we also picked them.
Yeah, that's a super good point.
So there. Wow. It's been a year of not only the pandemic, but pandemic. Oh, and also notable lang siguro to mention that Love Scenario, one of the biggest songs of Icon, already hit 450 million views nung November. So the national anthem of South Korea, then the K-pop national anthem of South Korea is now 450 million views sa YouTube. So congratulations to the boys. I think they deserved it talaga.
So what are your wishes for Icon for 2021?
Of course, a comeback. I really want a comeback. At the same time, I really hope that Chanu gets his acting comeback. It's been there. I mean, it's already on the plate, but it hasn't materialized yet. So I'm really hoping to see him back in a drama, in a very nice romance drama. Are we ready for a romance drama? And then Chanu is the main actor.
So ready.
I'm not sure about the kissing scenes though.
So for me, I just want to come back. To be honest, baby steps tayo. So come back. And for us, if you guys remember on our first three episodes, Dane and I had our iconic trip last February 2019. So for us, I am really hoping that we get to do that again this coming year. I hope that the virus will be gone or, you know, there's going to be a vaccine for us to do that. And we really hope that PD Nim could also join us like a one-week fangirling of Icon thing. In Seoul.
Like what you said, Pao, baby steps. The first thing that came to my mind is like a solo album for at least two members. But I don't know who. So I wanted them like to do more mini projects since they already had like their comeback as a group like early this year. And given the current situation, I guess you don't get to do a lot of tours or meetups and stuff like that. So I want more official mini projects for the members and maybe a solo album for at least two members of Icon.
Yeah, for me, I mean, same with you guys, a comeback, Chanu acting career, solo albums. For June, it'd be great if he can publish a book of poetry because I know he's always wanted to. So that'd be great. This is a long shot and I don't even know if I really want it for next year. But it would be great to see them in concert, provided it's all safe and everything, just to get their energy. I mean, another Icon in Manila would be amazing. Of course, you know, considering everything is safe. Because it wouldn't be fun if you feel like you're going to get sick after that. So that's really a long shot. But I feel like a comeback is realistic. Maybe. Hopefully they have individual projects. Is Jinan close to enlisting? I've lost track of when they're supposed to. But if ever, I don't know when he's supposed to enlist, but hopefully before any of them enlist, they still get to do group projects and individual ones.
28 Korean age ba siya next year? But yeah, if you compute for it, he's turning 27. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, the age was moved, right? So I think he is really close to enlisting. So I really hope that there's going to be a comeback. And the comeback would be very noisy. You know, that would excite all the Iconics. And you're right there, Dane. I really hope that there's going to be a concert. Another Icon in Manila. Yeah, it would be really, really nice. It would be nice. So I hope that they can do that. Yeah.
Going back to what you said about, you know, hope there's noise about their comeback. Parang, I really hope that they get recognition. Like, normally, I'm not the kind of fan who really cares about awards or records. I mean, if they come, great. But if they don't, I really don't care. Like, it doesn't make me want to fangirl less. But I think for Icon in particular, after what they've been through in the last 2 years, I feel like recognition from the Korean public and internationally would just be such a win. So I would really want that for them as well.
So to wrap up, we just want to thank everybody for still listening to our podcast, even when we had our hiatus during this year because of the pandemic. So shout outs to our listeners in Stan Twitter, and even those who are, I'm actually looking at the analytics of our podcast. It's very amazing that we have at least less than 1% in different countries. Like, guys, we have listeners from Argentina, from Hungary.
Hola. What?
Hello. I don't know how to say hello in Hungary.
Hi.
So it's really humbling that even when we had that hiatus, and really the reason why we decided to record a year ender, we didn't have plans. We wanted to have a continuous hiatus for the meantime because of life, and we have been really busy. But I'm just so thankful that a lot of people are still listening to our podcast. So thanks, guys. Please continue to share our podcast to your friends, to your Iconic friends. And just like Dane, make it your life mission to turn your friends into an Iconic.
Oh, I failed at that this year. Next year, ulit. I like trying. Like Chanu.
Yeah, like spread the Iconic gospel.
Yeah.
Be a missionary. But anyway, I would like to thank everyone as well for listening to the podcast and for supporting Pao and Dean in this project of having the podcast. So I hope that we get to see you, quote unquote, in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, again, we can't thank you enough for listening and, you know, sticking with us even in these weird times. And hopefully this podcast was able, like our episodes were able to give you some form of comfort or normalcy or entertainment or distraction in this very strange year. A quick personal thank you to everyone who supported my book. It started with the I Hate June Club, but then it's become so much more and such a big milestone that happened to me this year. And it really literally wouldn't have happened if I wasn't in this fandom. So thank you so much for that. I do have another book coming out on Christmas. I don't know when this episode is coming out, but if it's after Christmas, then it would have been out already. So it'd be great if you can check it out. And hopefully next year we get to do more podcasts, more episodes, and, you know, Icon brings us together again for another great year. So I think we're going to close off our very last episode for the year. Again, it's been great having you guys on our episodes this year. Look out for more podcasts next year. If you have any ideas on what you want us to talk about and your feedback, please let us know. Hit us up on Twitter or anywhere else where you can find us. And again, have a great year end. Please enjoy the holidays, get some rest, stay safe, and we'll see you next year. Bye.